Later he walked home, his pockets full of stones, his special bone stone deepest, where his fingers turned it over and over for it to tell them its story. He found his mum alone in the kitchen, spreading bread with margarine for their supper, and setting it on the table with boiled potatoes and ham. "So where have you been, then, all day?" Peter smiled and told her about the stream and the black bone stone and its stories, and he held it out for her to see, just as his da, David Edwards, came in, slamming the door back on its hinges. "Been up the cat and drunk half his Friday wage. Learned his letters, the boy, has he? Going to read to his old da finally, then?" He pulled out a wage packet, torn, and held it out to Peter to read what was written on the brown envelope, and his mam stood between them both. "Leave him, will you?" But the drink pushed her aside, and the boy Peter held out the bone stone to his father. "This, I found this, and Mam says—"
"Mam says, does she?" that David Edwards wheedled. "Mam says, does she? What does Mam say, then?"
Looking at his wife, who said nothing at all, white round the lips. And the boy was frightened for his mam then, and it was his turn to stand between them. "No, da, listen. I've been up on the hills and I've found this, and there are stories inside it."